W252 DR Oshkosh and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. Crews are working to collect up the wreckage of an object that was shot down over northern Alaska on Friday, the second time in a week that the military has shot down objects that violated U.S. airspace. It's not clear what the object was or where it came from. Toronto's Mayor John Tory is resigning amid revelations of an affair with a former staffer.
As a result, I've decided that I will step down as mayor so that I can take the time to reflect on my mistakes and to do the work of rebuilding the trust of my family.
Tory called it a serious error in judgment. Nevada's governor declaring a state of emergency after a leak at a pipeline facility in the Los Angeles area that's disrupted delivery of fuel to areas like Las Vegas and Phoenix. Despite the governor's order, the pipeline operator says it doesn't expect the leak to cause an immediate impact on supply. Johns Hopkins University says it's winding down its COVID-19 data tracker next month. The university says the data collected since it began will still be available but no longer updated. Mark Remillard, ABC News. Four New Jersey high school girls facing charges after a 14-year-old classmate took her own life one day after she was allegedly beaten up.
Ocean County Central Regional High School freshman Adriana Cush was hit in the face with a full 20-ounce water bottle three times, punched and kicked. Her hair was pulled while classmates laughed. Video of the February 1st attack posted on social media was followed by online bullying.
They think it's fun to attack people and make videos and post them.
Aside from the beating, says her father, Michael Cush.
What hurt Adriana was the embarrassment and humiliation. They just kept coming at her.
Four girls are now facing charges. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
A 16-year-old is in custody in Chicago for a shooting near a high school in December that left two students dead and two others wounded. The suspect's name not yet released, but has a bond hearing Saturday. The teen being charged as an adult with two counts of first-degree murder and two counts of attempted murder. I'm Mark Remillard, ABC News.
Miss our conversations on air? Join the discussion on our social media channels. Find Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can also find social media for specific shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
Ty Christian from Lords of the Trident. Can you say Max Inc. Radio rocks, Jimmy K. is awesome in Japanese?
Sure. Let's see. How do I say rocks? Let me see. Sugoi! Max Inc. Radio. Sugoi datta omoimasu. I just said you're great, you know.
Thank you. You're great, too.
Original local music from Wisconsin. It's Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media. Saturday night, 6 p.m. to midnight. We are local music.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold, 1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003. 125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football. You're about to find out. Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown. Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGBW and on the Civic Media app.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Once in a minute, Gene of Eau Claire.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
Once in a minute, Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
Catch Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow at its brand new time, 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays.
The city of Shanghai started administering an inhalable COVID-19 vaccine. I hear a lot of you saying the same thing I had in my head. I don't know about that.
As long as they're not just crop dusting everyone.
Crop dusting, that's exactly what I think people would be fearful of. I would not trust the Chinese government. I would trust people who really know about inhaling something and the good that it does you. Of course, I'm talking about Dom and Crute.
Through the years, you've really kept up with the times. You're on social media.
Like, dislike, block,
maintained your health.
10,000 steps. I'm a beast.
You even programmed your own smart home.
In 10 minutes, remind me that I'm a genius.
In 10 minutes, I'll remind you that you're a genius.
If you can do all that, you can definitely save for retirement. Just go to aceyourretirement.org, a free online tool sponsored by AARP that can help you get on track with your retirement savings no matter your age. At aceyourretirement.org, you'll meet Avo, the friendly digital retirement coach, and in just 3 minutes, get personalized recommendations to help boost your retirement savings. They're easy to understand and work with your lifestyle. It's quick, easy, and free. Plus, it's brought to you by AARP, so you know they got your back.
You are a genius.
Take charge of your retirement. Go to aceyourretirement.org now. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
News and talk. Up, down, and all around the Fox Valley. This is Civic Media.
Is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome back to the third hour of our program. It's Anything Goes Friday. I'll be picking up your calls in just a few moments, but a couple of quick stories I wanted to fly past you, put on your radar screen. The Brookings Institution, along with the Public Religion Research Institute, has released, this was day before yesterday, released a new poll on Christian nationalism in the United States. Now, to qualify as a Christian, and this is a survey of 6,000 Americans, so this is actually a statistically valid survey. It wasn't like, you know, hey, let's call up 35 people and ask them what they think. And they ask people questions like these. If the U.S. moves away from our Christian foundations, we will not have a country anymore. Or being Christian is an important part of being truly American. Or God has called Christians to exercise dominion over all areas of American society. If you agreed with those statements, they called you a Christian nationalist. And what they found was that, and this is pretty amazing stuff, a lot of these numbers, but 10% of American adults completely or overwhelmingly agreed with those statements. An additional 19% agree, but not totally. So that's 29% of Americans basically saying that God has created Christians to exercise dominion over all areas of American society. Who are these people? Well, nearly two-thirds of white evangelical Protestants qualify, and which is a stunning 29% of Americans, many tens of millions of people. These Christian nationalists also make up the base of the Republican Party. Republicans are four times as likely as Democrats or independents to be adherents of Christian nationalism. Support is also inversely related to educational attainment. In other words, the more education you have, the less likely you are to claim that, you know, Jesus put you in charge of America. The less education you have, the more likely you are to make that claim. Americans overall are much more likely to express a preference for the U.S. to be a nation made up of people belonging to a variety of religions. 73% of us don't like this, but adherents to Christian nationalism are seven times as likely to agree with this statement, quote, true patriots may have to resort to violence to save our country. Half of Christian nationalist adherents and nearly 4 in 10 sympathizers support the idea of an authoritarian leader. A stunning 83% of Christian nationalists think, quote, God intended America to be a new promised land where white European Christians could create a society that could be an example to the rest of the world, end quote. More than 70% of adherents embraced replacement theory, this stuff that Tucker Carlson is peddling on Fox News, that Democrats and Jews are conspiring to have black people and brown people replace white people in the United States. Nearly a quarter harbor the anti-Semitic view that Jesus the Jews hold too many positions of power, and 44% of these people believe that Jews are more loyal to Israel than the United States. More than 65% think that Muslims should be banned, and almost 70% believe that, quote, the husband is the head of the household in a truly Christian family, and his wife must submit to his leadership. These people are freaks. It's just, wow. All righty. Now, last week, or maybe it was early this week, I think it was last weekend, we had this 150-car train derailment in Ohio, where the train cars burst into flames, 100-foot flames going up into the sky. They had to evacuate large chunks of the towns around them. This was the Norfolk Southern line. And it turns out that the reason that this train was not even labeled high-hazard flammable material had to do with lobbying during the Trump administration. In 2014, the Obama administration had put into place improved safety regulations. I'm reading from a piece by David Sirota over at levernews.com, and he writes, and I quote, "Then came 2017, after rail industry donors delivered more than $6 million to GOP campaigns, the Trump administration, backed by rail lobbyists and Senate Republicans, rescinded part of Obama's rule aimed at making better braking systems widespread on the nation's rails. Specifically, regulators killed provisions requiring rail cars carrying hazardous flammable material to be equipped with electronic braking systems that stop trains more quickly than the old-fashioned air brakes." Norfolk Southern had actually previously bragged about the electronic braking system, saying that it had, quote, "the potential to reduce train stopping distances by as much as 60% over conventional air brake systems." But it cost a little more money, so they spent $6 million electing Republicans, and Donald Trump said, it's all good, no problem. And, it's a miracle that people didn't die in this. I mean, it's just, had it happened in a city center, it would have been insanely deadly. The third story I want to share with you, and then I'll get to your calls, is about this gross violation of human rights in Saudi Arabia. An American man, his name is Saad Alami. He's 72 years old. He and his son live in the United States. They're both U.S. citizens. He's lived here since the 1970s. He moved here from Saudi Arabia and became a naturalized U.S. citizen. So he's a U.S. citizen. His son is a full American citizen. Well, I mean, they're both full American citizens. You understand what I'm saying? He tweeted 14 tweets over the course of a couple of years while he was living in the United States that were critical of the Saudi regime, specifically around the Khashoggi killing, saying that Mohammed bin Salman should be held to account for it, and criticizing the Saudis for being unable to protect their borders from rocket fire by the Iranian Houthi rebels in Yemen. And he also agreed with naming a D.C. street after Khashoggi. So he had some land that his family owned in Saudi Arabia, and apparently whoever owned it died, and so he went to Saudi Arabia to deal with the, selling the land, getting rid of that land. And they arrested him and prosecuted him for defaming the emperor of Saudi Arabia, the despot, Mohammed bin Salman. And he was sentenced to 16 years in prison for tweeting. So the Biden administration reached out and said, hey, can you review this? This seems excessive. And so they reviewed it. And they raised it from 16 years to 19 years. Keep in mind, the guy's 72 years old. He has lost 80 pounds since he was put in the Saudi prison. He's in a hellhole of a prison. And his son says basically what Saudi Arabia has done, what Mohammed bin Salman has done, is give the middle finger to Joe Biden and the United States. I agree with that assessment. This is awful. This is wrong. This should not be going on. So... Alrighty, so let's pick up your phone calls here on Anything Goes Friday. Larry in Los Angeles. Hey, Larry, how's our numbers guy today?
Hey. Yeah, I was thinking about all the times that I've called your program and talked about how many Republicans have given us recessions. and like I said, it's 10 out of the last 11. Your listeners, if they want to check my numbers, they could go to the NBER website. That's the National Bureau of Economic Research. They're the only entity in America that can identify when a recession starts and ends. Mm-hmm. And they have a full record going all the way back to the 1800s of where and when every recession took place. Wow. All you have to do is just add to your knowledge of when Republicans and Democrats were in the White House.
Is that NBER.gov?
NBER. You can just do NBER and search, and you'll get the National Bureau of Economic Research.
Great.
And so you match those up with Republicans and Democrats being in the White House, and you'll get that number of 10 out of the last 11. And you'll also get the last 126 years, every Republican president in the history who's ever been in the White House has given us a recession in his first term. Wow. And you have to do the work, because the NBER does not do it for you. You have to match the presidents with the times.
Does this go all the way back to Abe Lincoln?
This goes all the way back to McKinley.
McKinley.
He was the
1896.
He died in his second. Yeah.
Yeah, he died in 1901. Yeah.
Term. Right, and then Roosevelt took over, and he's a one-term president, even though people think he had two terms.
Teddy.
That's because he finished most of McKinley's second term.
Right.
And he tried to run again, and Taft beat him.
Yeah.
It might not have been Taft, but one of those.
No, it was William Howard Taft replaced him. Yeah. In 1908.
And so Taft had two recessions. He had two recessions in one term, and so when you're looking at this, you will realize just how detrimental Republicans are. That's the reason why, right up until 2016, Republicans, in having all these recessions, had seen 0 points added to the markets. In all three major markets, they had seen no points added. It was only when the current Fed chair decided he wanted to try to put some points on the books for the Republicans, so he spent something like $5 trillion to help Donald Trump try to get a second term.
Right.
It's that $5 trillion that allowed Donald Trump to see roughly, I think it was 1,100 points in the Dow. That went up that high only because over the last 12 years, the Federal Reserve has spent $9 trillion trying to help Republicans.
Right, and specifically Jerome Powell.
And he has since spent almost $1 trillion, buying those assets back, meaning that when you couple that up with the Fed rate hikes that Biden is seeing, those are two very powerful tools that he's using to actually cause the stock market stagnate.
Right. So Jerome Powell goosed the economy for Trump, and he's crushing the economy for Biden.
Doing the exact opposite policies.
Yeah.
So he increasing the Fed rate for Biden, and he's selling stocks. And I've been trying to find out just what stocks he's selling. I suspect it's in the tech sector, because the tech sector right now is kind of going down. And that same sector is the sector that he bought and caused Donald Trump to see 11,000 points added. He's changed his policy depending on who's president of the United States.
Yeah, it certainly seems that way. Larry, thank you. You always bring it. You should write a book or start a Substack newsletter. You have such great information. Larry, thank you very much. And if you ever decide to do either of those two things, let me know. I'll share with you whatever I can to help you. It's 18 minutes past the hour.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
We'll be right back with your calls on Anything Goes Friday right after this. It's the Tom Hartman Program, the place where smart people get their news.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581.
What can the wisdom of the 19th century provide for you? Turn back the clock with White House correspondent Ellen Ratner and renowned spiritualist Anne Gaiman to find out. In the new book, Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, they shed light on history's greatest spiritual minds. Take a journey into history and healing with the masters of the 19th century as your guide. Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, available through Changing Lives Press at selfempowermentbook.com.
Happy anniversary, honey.
Oh, you shouldn't have. Wait, is that a... goat?
Goats are a great gift, but maybe not for her. Go to goatsfortheoldgoat.com to give a goat and end hunger in South Sudan. So, do you like it? Goatsfortheoldgoat.com.
In the war-torn areas of Southern Sudan, one goat can make the difference between life and death. Visit goatsfortheoldgoat.org.
What can the wisdom of the 19th century provide for you? Turn back the clock with White House correspondent Ellen Ratner and renowned spiritualist Anne Gaiman to find out. In the new book, Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, they shed light on history's greatest spiritual minds. Take a journey into history and healing with the masters of the 19th century as your guide. Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, available through Changing Lives Press at selfempowermentbook.com.
One goat can make the difference between nourishment and hunger. One goat can make the difference between poverty and sustained income. In the war-torn areas of Southern Sudan, one goat can make the difference between life and death. Find out how you can help. Visit goatsfortheoldgoat.org. That's goats, F-O-R, theoldgoat.org. Fighting hunger, one goat at a time.
Attention floor buyers. The 6th annual fall flooring yard sale is going on now at Lumber Liquidators. Get high quality flooring at low yard sale prices, like Woodlook waterproof floors from just 39 cents. All Dream Home X2O water resistant laminate is on sale. Prefinished hardwood is starting at $149. Get more deals in store while supplies last. Plus, special project financing and professional installation with Install Plus. Hurry, visit LumberLiquidators.com to find the Lumber Liquidators store near you today.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Choosing the right mortgage lender involves much more than just a rate. Quicken Loans has earned 11 J.D. Power Awards for client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage, a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online. No one else has anything like it. So choose Quicken Loans, America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Equal housing lender, NMLS number 3030.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. And welcome back. 23 minutes past the hour. Bill in Clifton, New Jersey. Hey, Bill, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. I think more and more that China is more of an existential threat because I'm sure President Xi slapped his forehead every time Biden said "Made in America," because that means the end of trade with them, and they have no reason to be nice.
My concern is that Xi seems to be going down the path that so many people who believe their own, you know, BS.
Dictator.
Become, you know, the Joseph Stalin, Napoleon. I mean, you know, Adolf Hitler. It seems that he's starting to believe his own BS, and that's a very dangerous thing. Uh-huh. They shouldn't have given him another term.
Right. And on the other hand, in Turkey, we're giving them all this aid now. You think it might make them want to let Sweden, Finland into NATO?
That's a good question.
For help?
They're not blocking Finland. I mean, they're only blocking Sweden.
Because they said bad things?
I beg your pardon?
Because they said bad things or something?
What happened was there was a Quran was burned in, I believe it was in Stockholm, by a by you know their equivalent of Judge Moore, you know, that one of these right-wing fundamentalists who's you know yelling and screaming about Islam as a satanic religion, quack quack. And because they have freedom of speech in Sweden, they didn't stop him, they didn't arrest him, they didn't imprison him. They did condemn him. I mean, the government officially condemned him, but he was not imprisoned, and so Turkey is protesting that. And he did it outside the Turkish embassy.
Oh, I see. Well, I guess that's enough for a dictator to get upset.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, it's interesting. And like I said, China is kind of scary now, all the stuff they're doing. And they're watching what's going on in Ukraine. And
I would hope that we could build a stronger relationship with China. I mean, notwithstanding my comments about Xi just a moment ago, if China and Russia hook up, then we're back to the Axis, you know, we're back to a bipolar world. And that's a very, very dangerous place to be. It's much better to have a multipolar world.
Yeah, but you have to get back to these presidents for life, or what they call dictators. They have to go before anything will change.
Yeah, this is a problem.
And Tom? Tom? Hello?
I'm still here.
Oh, I'm sorry. I remember you talking long ago about the Iroquois Nation and how it was part matriarchal and the women chose when to go to war. But women also chose who became chief.
That's correct.
Because they had grown up with that guy. And Trump would have never, ever, you know, that's why they had 500 years of peace.
Yeah.
Because they elected good leaders.
Yeah, only women could vote, basically, in at least five of the six Iroquois Nations. There's going to be a lot of information about that in my next book, The Hidden History of American Democracy, which is available for pre-order right now. Shameless plug. But it's great stuff. I've spent the last year doing a deep dive into this, particularly into Ben Franklin. I mean, he was the guy who really brought the Indians into the Constitution and everything else. Bill, I got to run, but thank you for the call. It's good to hear from you. I appreciate it. We'll be back with more of your calls here on Anything Goes Friday on the other side of this break here at the bottom of the hour. It's the Tom Hartman Program, your media support group for We the People.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
And the White House just announced that Joe Biden is going to travel to Poland before the one-year anniversary of the invasion, which is February 24th, so in the next little bit here. You know, you could do the flowers thing again this Valentine's Day, but watching them droop and get dumped is no fun. Or you could give something so incredibly thoughtful, the two of you will love it year-round. I'm talking about my favorite, the softest, most luxurious, and responsibly sourced bedding on the planet from Cozy Earth. Cozy Earth uses only luxury materials, including the finest premium viscose made from highly sustainable bamboo. And Cozy Earth is the brand that made Oprah's Favorite Things 5 years in a row. That's huge. So is the fact that Cozy Earth customers append over 5,000 five-star reviews on their website. And did I mention the Cozy Earth bedding is temperature regulating, so you'll sleep more comfortably year-round? Louise and I sure do. Whether it's their luxury sheets available in five awesome colors, loungewear, pajamas, or premium waffle bath towels, your sweetheart will love you for. Save 35% on Cozy Earth bedding now. Go to CozyEarth.com, enter my promo code Tom, T-H-O-M, and save 35%. That's CozyEarth.com, promo code Tom, CozyEarth.com.
By now, you know exactly what a medical alert device is. So let's talk about what we offer. What are the best prices for medical alert devices in the country? If you're on a fixed income, call our special medical alert hotline right now. You'll qualify for free equipment and our best price starting at $1 a day. That's it. You could have your loved one or yourself protected by the largest medical emergency response network in the country. If you need a medical alert system for your mom, your dad, you, or another loved one, call right now and start 24/7 protection for about $1 a day. With no setup fees, equipment charges, or long-term contracts. You've seen the rest. Now call Stay Safe now for our best price. 800-307-0603. 800-307-0603.
The Shop.
From Oshkosh to Green Bay and points north, wherever you are in the Fox Valley, count on us to keep you connected, informed, and entertained. Civic Media.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. Crews are working to collect up the wreckage of an object that was shot down over northern Alaska on Friday, the second time in a week that the military has shot down objects that violated U.S. airspace. It's not clear what the object was or where it came from. Toronto's Mayor John Tory is resigning amid revelations of an affair with a former staffer.
As a result, I've decided that I will step down as mayor so that I can take the time to reflect on my mistakes and to do the work of rebuilding the trust of my family.
Tory called it a serious error in judgment. Nevada's governor declaring a state of emergency after a leak at a pipeline facility in the Los Angeles area that's disrupted delivery of fuel to areas like Las Vegas and Phoenix. Despite the governor's order, the pipeline operator says it doesn't expect the leak to cause an immediate impact on supply. Johns Hopkins University says it's winding down its COVID-19 data tracker next month. The university says the data collected since it began will still be available but no longer updated. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
You are never far away from your favorite local radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app, and we invite you to get social with us by following our network's Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook pages. Want even more? CivicMedia.us.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now for your crew to tease at 844-967-2789.
I thought they were Crudy Takes.
Crudy's Takes. See, man, it all comes back around to Sports Talk Live.
Something like that.
My wife wants some vegetables for crudité.
You know what I mean?
Listen Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
When we got back from the Working Class Heroes radio tour, one of the things that people asked is, what'd you learn? As you're going through rural America, what'd you find? Found angry people, and angry for cause. But the sad reality is they've been fed decades of outrage candy, and they're angry at the wrong people. They're angry at their neighbors. They're not angry at the very wealthy where they should be. Be sure to tune in live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network, and have your voice heard.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
It is the Monday after the first Packers game, and I think everyone right now is licking their wounds.
But I do love that you're leading with The Bears Still Suck as the intro song. I mean, we're already on to week two.
Why are we not good at the season opener?
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. Always on the Civic Media app.
27% of the American workforce, and some even say 30%, were in unions who had representation and who clearly did not have to worry about whether or not they were going to get their fair share. But I'm definitely going to fight for people who get the short end of the stick in this society only because they don't have representation. That's who I am.
Check out the Earl Ingram Show every day from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. on WISS 1100 AM 98.3 FM Oshkosh Air Support.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Once in a minute, Gene of Eau Claire.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
Once in a minute, Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
Phones, social media, you've kept up with the times. If you can do that, you can definitely save for retirement. Go to aceyourretirement.org and in just 3 minutes, you'll get free tips to help boost your retirement savings. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council. Council.
Share the Tom Hartman program with your friends. We're available on SiriusXM, Free Speech TV, Pacifica, commercial stations nationwide, YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, on the Tom Hartman app, and you can even tell your smart speaker to listen to the Tom Hartman program. Hey, looking for a quiet, relaxing summer vacation to the quaint seaside villages and historic harbors of New England? Then let me introduce you to the very best way to vacation, American Cruise Lines.
Aboard their new fleet of small cruise ships, you will be transported to popular destinations like Martha's Vineyard, Nantucket, and Newport. In addition, this remarkable cruise will explore the scenic rivers and intimate ports along Maine's protected coastline. You'll marvel at the granite mountains of Acadia National Park, admire the classic schooners in Camden Harbor, and best of all, you'll be treated to an authentic and not to mention delicious lobster bake on the shores of Maine. Throughout this all-inclusive journey, you can relax on your private balcony, breathing in the ocean air and taking in the sights as the crew provides not only the highest level of personalized service, but some of the very best food you've ever had. Simply request your free cruise guide at AmericanCruiseLines.com. That's AmericanCruiseLines.com. 35 minutes past the hour. Welcome back. Laura in Marion, Iowa. Hey, Laura, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. I wanted to talk just a little bit about the situation here in Iowa. I have a little bit of a good news story and then a question. So, as you're aware, we've taken kind of a turn to the red, and we're trying to figure out best ways to get our rural voters more aware of message. So I have been talking, I've been a Democratic activist for a long time. So I have been talking to some of the Iowa Democratic Party leadership, and I think I finally have them listening to me about the possibility of radio. When I sent them that article you shared about Hispanic radio, it's causing them to listen. So I think maybe they're going to move forward on that. So my next initiative is to consider how can I get them to put the free speech links into their various websites or in their newsletters and those kinds of things. And I wanted to ask, do we have, have to have any approvals or anything to connect free speech TV to our various websites or newsletters, or can we just do that?
You can just do it. And free speech will be very, TV will be very happy, and you know, and the best thing that you could do in Iowa is if there are, you know, wealthy Democrat Democratic business people in Iowa who are looking for an investment that, you know, will probably take a year or two to turn a profit, but over time it will, then and will have a consequential, a significant, substantial impact on the politics of the state. I encourage them to buy radio stations, and particularly some of the larger ones that might blow a signal across the whole state.
Yeah, I have been pursuing that a little bit with them. So one of the dynamics that has really changed here this year, with the first in the nation caucus status going away, this is really going to affect our ability to fund candidates and things, because the presidential candidates used to give money for like staff people and offices and sort of things like that. But our new Democratic Party chair, who was just elected, her time is really going to be focused on fundraising, so they're going to hit up those big donors to help fund some things. But I will keep singing this song about get us on the radio. I forwarded those articles also about how Wisconsin built their radio station. And now I'm going to go on this free speech pitch to try and get them to put them on our various websites and newsletters.
Great.
So we're trying, but it's going to be a heavy lift here.
Yeah. No, I get it. It's, you know, we are at very much Johnny Come Lately's here. The Republicans started building a right-wing radio infrastructure in the mid-1980s. Limbaugh went on the air in 88, I think, 87 or 88. And that, you know, which with millions of dollars behind him and launched on about the same number of stations as Air America launched on. But they, you know, they just kept growing and growing and kept pouring money into it. You know, we really need to do it. So, Laura, good luck. Keep us up to date, okay? Okay. Thanks a lot. Dion in Monroe, Louisiana. Hey, Dion, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. How you doing?
I'm well. What's up?
Okay. I wanted to disagree with you and another caller, but before I do my disagreement, I would like to say I'm glad Biden is president. I could not stomach another term of you know who.
Yeah.
He who shall not be named. What I disagree with is, you know, Biden's redeemability, because the American Rescue Plan didn't need to be cut up into two. He could have done better with that. He could have.
Actually, he couldn't. The challenge that he faced was Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema. The original proposal they put forward was originally was $6 billion, then it went, or trillion, then it went down to $3 trillion, and you know they ended up with about a trillion.
Right.
That was the result of Manchin and Sinema. That was not Joe Biden's idea. He wanted the $3 trillion.
I know that, right? I know, but I did not see Biden going on a tour of we need to get this bill passed as
one
package.
He met with them multiple times. You know, I think he tried to bring some public pressure on them, but you know, there's a certain point where you just you don't want to break your own party.
No, you don't want to break your own party, but I don't think that he has seen the error of his ways from his past votes.
Oh, I think
Biden is one of the most conservative Democrats.
He was.
That has.
He's not now.
Well,
he's definitely not now.
Okay. Maybe I'm missing something. Explain to me why you feel he isn't now.
Sure. Biden was one of the co-authors in 2005 of the bankruptcy reforms that made it impossible to get out of student debt with bankruptcy. And his whole argument was, you know, people need to be responsible. Really, what was going on was that much of Biden's political career had been financed by the big banks out of Delaware. He's now at the point in his career, I'm convinced, where he doesn't care. He doesn't need their money. He's president of the United States. He's and he realizes that those policies are no longer popular. They were actually popular with a majority of Americans for a long time. And that was, again, a testimonial to the effectiveness of right-wing talk radio all across the country and right-wing presence on television media as well, particularly Fox News. But it's clear to me that Biden has just abandoned all that. Biden is taking positions that are identical to Bernie Sanders' positions.
I don't see that.
I encourage you to check it out. Dion, I need to move along, but you should check out some of his. In fact, just go back and read his State of the Union address. I think you'll find an awful lot there. Ben in Kansas City, Kansas. Hey, Ben, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. Still enjoy your show.
Thank you.
Immensely. Listening to you today, and there's been some talkers talking along the same line, but in my opinion, they do away with the Black History books because they don't want people to know what happened then, and that stirs up anger, mainly because they see a lot of the same things happening today.
Yeah, in a different context and with a different intensity, but yes, absolutely.
Yeah. So, and the gay thing, that's just a religious thing there.
Mm-hmm.
So, I could see them taking away stories and books about the Dark Ages, because that also would tell people what it was like when church and state were together, and they don't. I got a feeling they won't want people to look back on that either.
Oh yeah, and they're probably trying to strip the Salem witch trials out too.
Well, I wouldn't be surprised, because all that was bogus as well.
Yep.
But my concern is that the Catholic Church is pushing all these religious agendas here in this country, and that's just fine with the right wing. They'll go right along with that.
Mm-hmm.
So it is my feelings that still, and I've said this before, that church and state is the biggest agenda to unionize them by the Catholic Church. And I just feel that, you know, we've got concerns that your previous caller said, if you don't give a little, you know, the country could go down. But I believe this church and state issue is the biggest issue, and that will take down the country and the world. And I know it's inevitable. I know that you read the Bible. I heard you say the other day that you pray in the mornings, and I think all that is wonderful. But Revelation speaks of this and speaks of God's people being imprisoned and killed. So the only way that can happen is if church and state are together. And there's also a book you can read that explains all of this very well, and you can fact check it. In fact, I would encourage you to fact check all of it. And it's
I don't think you can fact check Revelation, Ben. I mean, back in the 70s, I read, the late great Planeter, all of Hal Lindsey's stuff, you know, and all those other things, and got pretty upset about it for a while. But, prophecy is prophecy, whether it's Joseph Smith or Paul or, whatever. My concern is that Religion should not be running our country. That's not how our country was set up. We need to be pushing back aggressively against this. And on top of that, the numbers I was sharing with you about these people who call themselves Christian nationalists, as terrible as their positions are, they represent fewer than 20% of Americans. They're you know, like 1 in 7 Americans, more or less, rather than 1 in 5. And so, you know, we've just got some education work to do, in my opinion. Ben, thank you for the call. Jeff in Portland. Hey, Jeff, what's up?
Hey, happy anti-fascist Friday, Tom, and safe travels to you this weekend.
Thank you.
Tom, you bet. And Tom, you know, like everyone else, I of course give President Biden a thumbs up for the State of the Union speech. But I do think you'll agree with me, we still have to keep up the pressure from the left. And that applies not only to policy stuff, but also his personnel decisions. Common Dreams had a post last night about how the Secretary of Labor, Marty Walsh, is probably going to be stepping down soon. And although the Deputy Secretary of Labor, Julie Hsu, would be a perfect choice, she's an Asian-American progressive, inexplicably, Nancy Pelosi's trying to work behind the scenes to push the president to choose Sean Patrick Maloney, who's a centrist.
He's a corporate centrist
who lost his reelection campaign. So that would be a huge mistake. We got to get Julie Hsu in there. And also, Tom, over at the post office, President Biden still hasn't filled 2 empty Trump-appointed board seats. They became vacant in December. And meanwhile, DeJoy's planning to lay off 50,000 post office employees.
So I know. Aren't those nominations waiting on the Senate, or has he not put them forward? Forgive me for not being so up on this as I should be, probably.
Well, I confess I don't know the exact.
I thought he had nominated 2 people. In fact, I have a vague recollection of having read their names on the air back when it happened, but I think that it has to go through the Senate.
Okay. I mean, I was just looking at Robert Reich's Twitter feed yesterday, and he said there's 2 empty seats still from December, but you might be right. But let's get DeJoy out of there before 50,000 post office workers lose their jobs.
Yeah,
and finally, Tom, you know, I agree with you, that the president shouldn't roll around in the mud with MAGA extremists, but he needs to stay laser focused like FDR was, and calling out corporate and oligarchic greed. And, you know, the railroad companies, as you highlighted with that Lever News piece, would be a good start. But let's go after big oil and with a windfall profits tax.
Jeff, I'm with you. Windfall profits tax, yes.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Helping you in the water cooler wars. Right back with your calls right after this.
Hey, Pack Rat. Yeah, you. Are you moving cross-country and you just don't know who to call? Call us right now. Listen, you've probably seen one of our containers in your neighborhood, but did you know that we can help you move anywhere in the United States? It's real simple. We'll drop a container off at the location you tell us to bring it to. You pack up your valuable possessions at your leisure. They stay safe right in your home. And when you're ready, call us. We'll come and pick up the container and give you a scheduled date of when your furniture and the other possessions will be at your new home. So if you're moving across country or across town, be a pack rat. Join the pack rat family. Call Pack Rat right now for your free quote. See y'all later, pack rats.
800-334-5468. 800-334-5468. 800-334-5468. That's 800-334-5468.
Hey friends, Tom Hartman here to tell you about my brand new book. It's called The Tom Hartman Reader. Tom Hartman Reader is unlike any of my other books. It's a collection of my best and most revealing writings that I think you need to know. Tom Hartman Reader covers everything from my fierce commitment to Jeffersonian democracy to my steadfast opposition to the corporatization of America. Also, it more clearly identifies the root cause of so many of our social and environmental ills. The Tom Hartman Reader will give you essential information and explore solutions to questions like, how do we keep our schools from treating children like assembly line products? Why is it that attention deficit disorder is not an affliction? Or what cloudy Germany can teach us about solar energy? And much, much more. Not only will you gain vital substance on a wide range of topics in the book, but the Tom Hartman Reader will inspire you to action. It's time to educate ourselves on the world around us, why it got this way, and the corrective actions we all need to take. The Tom Hartman Reader, available in fine bookstores everywhere and on our website at tomhartman.com. Makes a great gift, too. Inspiration, insight, and action. The Tom Hartman Reader.
One goat can make the difference between nourishment and hunger. One goat can make the difference between poverty and sustained income. In the war-torn areas of southern Sudan, one goat can make the difference between life and death. Find out how you can help. Visit goatsfortheoldgoat.org. That's goats, F-O-R, theoldgoat.org. Fighting hunger, one goat at a time.
Happy anniversary, honey.
Oh, you shouldn't have. Wait, is that a... goat?
Goats make a great gift, but maybe not for her. Go to goatsfortheoldgoat.com to give a goat and end hunger in South Sudan. Goats provide food, milk, and give Sudanese families the safety net to pursue education or set up a small business. They really are the gifts that keep on giving. So, do you like it? goatsfortheoldgoat.com.
If something's wrong with your computer, you reboot it. You restore it back to where it needs to be. Today, our country is headed down the wrong track, overwhelmed with joblessness, declining wages, and corporations deciding our elections, for starters. This is not the Founding Fathers' vision. It's time we rebooted something bigger than our computers. It's time we rebooted the American dream. We must restore the thriving, prosperous days we once had. And my new book, Rebooting the American Dream, explains exactly what we need to do. Bringing our jobs and manufacturing home, rolling back the Reagan tax cuts, ending corporate personhood, and educating our electorate are part of the simple 11-step plan in rebooting the American dream that we can start today to rebuild our country. Check out Rebooting the American Dream in bookstores everywhere and online at tomhartman.com. We can recover the American dream we lost 30 years ago to Reaganomics and the Reagan-Bush-Clinton-Bush era. We're all in this together. Please check out Rebooting the American Dream by yours truly, Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere and online at tomhartman.com.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, or one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio, and tag your it. You know, Valentine's Day is next week, and you could do the flowers thing again, but it's kind of old, isn't it? Plus, they droop and dry up and get dumped. I'll tell you what, Louise and I absolutely love our Cozy Earth sheets. They're like a combination of silk and cotton. I've never felt anything this, it's just softest, most luxurious, and they're responsibly sourced bedding, but it's, you know, it's they use only luxury materials, including the finest premium viscose made from highly sustainable bamboo. And Cozy Earth is the brand that made Oprah's favorite things 5 years in a row. That's huge. So is the fact that Cozy Earth customers have penned over 5,000 five-star reviews on their website. And did I mention the Cozy Earth bedding is temperature regulating so you sleep more comfortably year-round? Louise and I sure do. Whether it's their luxury sheets available in five awesome colors, their loungewear, their pajamas, another great Valentine's Day gift, or their premium waffle bath towels, you're going to love shopping at Cozy Earth. And I can get you 35% off on Cozy Earth bedding right now. Just go to CozyEarth.com, enter my promo code TOM, and you'll save 35%. That's CozyEarth.com, promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, CozyEarth.com. 53 minutes past the hour, picking up your calls, AJ in La Mesa, California. Hey, AJ, what's up?
Good Friday to you, Tom.
Thank you. Back at you.
Quick suggestion, in case you haven't looked up the search engine you had recommended yesterday and also during the hiatus during the holidays when you were playing archive programs, MUO, Make Use Of website, has an article from October 2022 titled, Seven Reasons You Shouldn't Use Neva, the new, quote,
really?
Tracker.
What are the reasons?
Well, they deep dive into it, and it's not as private as one might think. In other words, your searches and the sites you visit may indeed be tracked.
Oh, I know that. That's true of any of your... Well, it's not true of DuckDuckGo, apparently, but that's certainly true of Google. I'm not so worried about being tracked, frankly, AJ. I'm more concerned with... The thing I loved about Neva is on every search response, it gives you all the links, you know, that you can link to, and there's a little up thumb and a down thumb. And so, like, if I'm searching on taxes or something, you know, the top 10 hits are always going to be right-wing websites. Well, I just down-thumb them, and they never show me those websites again. And it allows me to customize my searches, which is, like, really important and valuable to me.
Yes. Well, for listeners who may be concerned about their privacy, a quick search will bring up such sites as Software Testing Help. Another one is Be Encrypted, 15 Best Private Search Engines. These are all reviews from this year, 2023.
Right.
There's also the VPN Mentor site, the Restore Privacy site, all of which are highly reputable. I work in computer security, so that's for a heads up for what it's worth.
Good. Well, thank you, AJ. I appreciate the information. I'll have to use Neva to search about Neva and see what it says. It'll be interesting.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot, AJ. Larry in Bellevue, Iowa. Hey, Larry, what's on your mind today?
Hey, congratulations on an incredible show today.
Well, thank you. We only have about 50 seconds left, though, so we got to get right to it, Larry.
Oh, last caller. Joyce has done an incredible job at screening. I wanted to call in regard to Sam, I think it was earlier, about Black History Month.
Mm-hmm.
And I so much wanted to learn more Black history.
Yeah.
It's given such a short shrift. It's even given... Yeah.
Well, Sam mentioned he's learning an awful lot from Joe Madison's show on the Urban View channel over on Sirius XM. It's right next to the progressive channel that I'm on channel 127. I think it's channel 126, and Joe's show precedes mine, and Joe just does a great job over there too. So if you're interested in Black history and what's going on in the Black community, Joe, I can't recommend Joe highly enough. Larry, I'm sorry, I'm out of time, but I look forward to future conversations. You know, thanks so much for calling in today. We'll be back on, you know, next week. As I said, I'll be gone Monday, but Jefferson will be here. I'll be back with you on Tuesday. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. Get out there, tag, you're it. Plus, special thanks to Louise Hartman, Sean Taylor, Nate Atwell, Jamie Holly, Joyce the Hammer, Nance, Nigel Peacock, Sue Nethercutt, Patrick Hoyt, Geraldine Halbert, Von Hardenbaum, Chase Frost, Nicholas Miller, Pat Sweeney, Jay LeBlanc, Al Gorilla Rhythm, O'Connor Arroyo, and Carna Verde, all the fine folks who help make this show work every single day. Thank you to them, and thank you to you. We'll see you on Tuesday. I'll see you on Tuesday. We'll be back on the air on Monday, as I said. Have a great afternoon. Be good to yourself.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit TomHartman.com.
Come on. You watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. And if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they could freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-673-1574, 800-673-1574.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999. And again, 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown.
Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGBW and on the Civic Media app.
Douglas LaFollette. Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Good to be here, Mike. Across the country, in most every state, the Secretary of State is the person who is in charge of the election. And we've seen lots of hanky-panky in Florida back during the Al Gore elections, in Ohio and Georgia and Arizona and Michigan.
We appreciate you coming around, sir.
Check out the entire podcast library at darnwi.com.
You're listening to WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W2250 CV Green Bay.